traffic lights, those luminous beasts that control the flow of traffic, are ubiquitous around the world. Almost every country has them, and yet they all seem to have their unique quirks. From the colors used to the sounds they make, traffic lights are a small but crucial aspect of the cultural differences that make the world such an exciting place. Let's start with the colors. In most countries, traffic lights have three colors: red, yellow, and green. Red means stop, green means go, and yellow means hurry up and cross the intersection before it turns red. However, in some countries, the colors are not so straightforward. For example, in Japan, the traffic lights have a fourth color: blue. Blue means go straight ahead. In Turkey, the green light is not green at all, but rather a shade of turquoise. Apparently, it was thought to be more calming for drivers than the harsher green light. But it's not just the colors that vary from country to country. The way you interact with the traffic light can also differ. In some places, there are buttons you press to indicate that you want to cross the road. In others, you have to wave your hand over a sensor. And in some countries, you don't have to do anything at all. The traffic light will change automatically based on a timer or a sensor that detects when there are no more cars coming. Then there are the sounds. In many countries, traffic lights emit a beeping sound when it's safe to cross the road. In Australia, the beeping sound is not just any sound, but rather the sound of a cuckoo bird. In Vienna, Austria, the traffic lights play a little tune when it's safe to cross. In Portugal, the beeping sound is a woman's voice that says "attention" in Portuguese. And in some cities in the US, the beeping sound is a quacking duck. But perhaps the most interesting thing about traffic lights is the way they reflect the cultural differences between countries. In Japan, for example, the blue traffic light is a nod to the importance of the color blue in Japanese culture. In Australia, the use of the cuckoo bird sound is a playful nod to the country's wildlife. And in Portugal, the use of a woman's voice is a nod to the country's strong feminist movement. In conclusion, traffic lights may seem like a mundane aspect of daily life, but they are a fascinating reflection of the cultural differences between countries. From the colors used to the sounds emitted, traffic lights are a small but important aspect of what makes each country unique. So next time you're waiting at a traffic light, take a moment to appreciate the subtle differences that make the world such a fascinating place.